All right, so the next kata is what this month, Kartik Damodar, is all about. 5,000 years ago, God himself, the original Purna Bhagavan, the original source of all other incarnations, was on this planet in India 5,000 years ago. It's not a mythology. It's not a story. It's history. So, when Krishna was a young child, a few years old, he played like a human child. He's God, but he's acting, he's playing a drama, which in Sanskrit we call lila, pastimes. It's a dramatic performance. God is behaving and looks like an ordinary human being. So on this particular day, the actual day of the event was Diwali Day. So they were celebrating Diwali 5,000 years ago in India. So on this day, Krishna's mother, Yashoda, she's the queen of the cowherd village of Gokul. At this time, they are living in Gokul. Later, they will shift to Vrindavana. So on this day, Yashoda was personally churning butter. And she was concerned because previously, Krishna and his elder brother Balaram were creating mischief in the neighborhood houses. Krishna and Balaram were going to the neighborhood houses and they were stealing the people's butter and yogurt. And if they didn't like the butter and yogurt, they would sometimes pass stool and urine in the house. And they would pinch the babies to make them cry. They were doing all kinds of nonsense activities. And the other householders would come to see Yashoda and lodge complaints that your son Krishna is very naughty and doing all these activities. So Yashoda said to them, well, why don't you keep your butter and yogurt hidden? They said, it won't make any difference. Krishna and his brother Balaram, they have this effulgence. And so even in the dark, they're able to see. Now, when the neighbors came to complain, it was just a ploy. Because actually, their real intention was they just wanted to see Krishna and Balaram. Because Krishna is all attractive, his very name. Everybody say Krishna.
Krishna.
Krishna, the very word, means all attractive. So even if he does nonsense, if he does mischief, it's attractive mischief. It's not really a disturbance. So Yashoda on this Diwali day was thinking, there must be a reason why Krishna is going to the neighbors' houses. He must not like the food he's getting at home. So Yashoda decided that on this day, I will personally make the butter and yogurt. Now Yashoda, she's the queen of Gokul. Her husband Nanda Maharaj is the king. And Yashoda has her own special cows. There are thousands and thousands of cows, but she has special cows. And those cows were fed special kinds of grass. And these cows, eating that grass, would give the milk produced a very particular, wonderful taste and flavor. So it was the milk from those cows that she was churning. And Shukadeva Goswami, in narrating this history to Maharaj Parikshit, goes into a graphic detail of what Yashoda was looking, flowers in the hair. He gives a bodily description for those who want to perform meditation, so they have something to meditate on for those devotees who would like to follow in the footsteps of Yashoda Mata. While Yashoda is churning, Krishna wakes up from his nap and comes to his mother and indicates that he wants her to stop the churning and feed him her breast milk. So Yashoda, she does not know that Krishna is God. She only knows this is my beautiful son. And Mother Yashoda loves her son Gopal. Everybody say Gopal. Gopal. She loves this little Gopal. So she stops the churning, puts Krishna on her lap, and begins to feed him her breast milk. And while she's feeding, she's looking at the beautiful face of Krishna. Again, all attractive. So unlimitedly beautiful. The most beautiful person, Govinda. Everybody say Govinda.
Govinda.
The most beautiful person. So, she's looking at her son feeding him. All of a sudden, she hears in the kitchen, there's a pot of milk boiling over on the stove. Ladies, you know, if the milk boils over, it's a big mess. And to clean the stove requires lots of work. Scrub, scrub, scrub. So she has to take care of the overboiling milk on the stove. But Krishna is not finished drinking, but she has to take care of the overflowing, boiling over milk. So she has to put Krishna down. And she goes into the kitchen to take care of the mess. But Krishna is not finished, so he's angry. So in his anger, he bites his lips with his teeth and he takes a rock and throws it at the churning pot and it breaks and all the butter comes out. And Krishna starts to eat it and it appears he must have stepped in it, because after breaking the pot, Krishna runs away. After some time, Yashoda comes back. She sees the broken pot of yogurt. She sees the mess. And she realizes, my son is very intelligent. After creating a disturbance, he has run away, fearing punishment. So Yashoda finds a stick. She's going to punish her naughty son. Nitin, were you ever hit with the stick? No. Ooh. That's why you've turned out to be such an excellent husband and father. So those in India, you know the stick. I also got the stick a couple of times in my life. So Yashoda, with the stick in her hand, she can see where Krishna has gone because he has left butter-smeared footprints. So she follows the butter-smeared footprints. And as she turns the corner, there is Krishna. And he has climbed up top a big wooden ulukkala, wooden grinding mortar. And he has reached up There's a pot of butter and yogurt hanging from the ceiling. And he's taking the butter and yogurt and giving it to the monkeys. Because in Vrindavan, there are many, many monkeys. How many people have been to Vrindavan and seen the monkeys? Got to be careful. They'll take your watch, your jewelry, your cell phone. What else? Glasses. Yes.
And your passport.
And your passport. So while Krishna is giving the monkeys the butter and yogurt, he's looking this way and that way, looking in the, because he knows at any moment his mother's going to be coming. And all of a sudden she turns the corner with the stick in her hand, and Krishna sees Yashoda and she's angry. So he jumps down and he runs. He doesn't want to get that stick from Mother Yashoda. So he runs. Now Yashoda, she's a grown woman with big hips, full breast. So it's not easy to capture this child running this way. But after some time, she captures him. It took some time, but eventually she caught him. And when she caught him, Krishna was shaking because he was looking at Yashoda. And tears were coming from his eyes, and it was mixing with the kajal, mascara. And so it was streaking. And Krishna is shaking and breathing quickly because he's afraid. And it's described, Krishna wears a pearl necklace. So the necklace is moving and Krishna's body is shaking and he's crying. And Yashoda, with the stick in her hand, she says, nah, this is not the appropriate punishment. It's too much punishment. She throws the stick away. She's a good parent. The punishment should fit the crime. So she says to herself, but still, this child is so restless, so naughty. I must do something for his own good. So she decides, I will tie him up. In this way, he won't be able to cause a disturbance. So she asks her servant, bring me some rope. So the servant brings some rope, and she's going to tie Krishna to the wooden grinding ulukkala, grinding mortar. And when it comes time to tie the final knot, it's two fingers too short. So she tells the servant, bring me some more rope. So more rope is added, but when the final knot is tied, it's still two fingers too short. What's going on here? So more rope is brought. More rope is bought. No matter how much rope was bought, it was always two fingers too short. Krishna was playing a trick on Yashoda. Remember, she does not know that he's God, but he knows he's God. And so what is he teaching Yashoda and also teaching us? There's a reason, the two fingers. Krishna was showing Yashoda and also showing us, no rope can tie me. You can bring all the rope in the universe. You cannot bind me because I am Ananta. Everybody say,
Ananta.
I am unlimited. Can you tie up the sky? No, it's unlimited. So Krishna was showing in this pastime, unless I agree, you cannot bind me. Because I am Swarat, independent, completely, absolutely independent. You and I, we are little independent. But Krishna, God, is absolutely, infinitely independent. So As more and more rope was being added, the neighbors were coming and watching the fun, and they were smiling and laughing. And ultimately, Yashoda became frustrated, flabbergasted. The hair, the flowers in her hair fell down, and she became exhausted from trying to tie up her son. So when Krishna saw that she was completely frustrated, then Krishna allowed himself to be tied up. So that is the other lesson. There's only one thing that can tie up, bind up Krishna. Not ropes. And therefore there is a song, Damodar Ashtaka, and the song says, Bhakti Badham, ropes of love. God can only be captured by your pure love. Not your money, not by your politics, not by your intelligence, not by your physical strength. No, none of these. Nothing can attract or tie up Krishna. The only thing that can tie up Krishna is your pure love from your heart. And this is a major reason why I follow this path of Krishna consciousness, bhakti yoga. I love this concept. That although God is unlimited, although God is almighty, still you can attract him, you can capture him if you have love. Love of God. Love for Krishna. I was raised Roman Catholic, and I still remember from my Catholic school days, the Bible, Jesus said the greatest commandment is to love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And when I came to this Krishna consciousness, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, I saw that they had this concept, but they had it greatly expanded and in more detail, this concept of love of God. So Krishna allowed himself to be tied up because of Mother Yashoda's pure ecstatic love for Krishna. So now Krishna is tied up to the grinding mortar, and Yashoda goes back to do her housework, which is another interesting concept, that even if you're the mother of God, you still have to work. So don't feel bad, because even the mother of God, even Krishna has work to do. Krishna has to go out every day and take care of the cows. So even God works. Some people misunderstand. Bhagavad Gita teaches not that you give up your duties. No, you do your prescribed duties. Husband's prescribed duty, obey the wife. Wife's prescribed duties, obey the husband. Children, you have the worst. You got to obey both of them. So as Krishna is tied up to the grinding mortar, he looks out into the courtyard and he sees these two tall Arjuna trees. And Krishna says, oh yeah, those two trees. Those two trees are actually the demigod sons of Kuvera. And my great devotee Narada wants me to deliver them, because hundreds of years ago he cursed them. Why did he curse them? Because although they were the sons of the great demigod Kuvera, they were naked and intoxicated and sporting in this heavenly region with young naked damsel girls. And when Narada passed by, the ladies quickly got dressed. But these two sons of Kuvera were so intoxicated, they stood there naked in front of Narada, no shame. So Narada was concerned that here are these two sons of the great demigod Kuvera. They have become degraded, naked, and intoxicated. So I will punish them. They want to be naked? All right, become a tree. Stand naked for hundreds of years. Trees don't wear clothes. But Narada, being a Vaishnava devotee, he also wanted to benedict them. So he cursed them that they would be trees in that courtyard, which would be the home of Nanda, the father of Krishna. And Krishna knew all of this. So he crawled with the grinding mortar tied to him, and he passed through the two trees. The grinding mortar got stuck between the two trees. The two trees came crashing down, and the two sons of Kuvera came out, and they offered prayers to Krishna. And in their prayers, they said, "We simply want to be your devotee." And Krishna blessed them, saying, "Yes, you will now be my devotee, and this will be your last birth here in the material world. But you should understand, Nalakuvara and Manigriva, that the reason I delivered you, I have no business with you. The only reason you were delivered is because of the mercy of Narada." Krishna did not take credit. He said, "Because you were able to see my great devotee Narada, and because he blessed you and cursed you in this particular way, that's the only reason why you were delivered, because I have nothing to do with you. But you got the mercy of Narada. So in my case, I see that Mini has the picture of my guru that I gave her. I was very pleased to see that." So in the same way, it is only by the mercy of my spiritual master that I'm able to be here. It is only by the mercy of my spiritual master that I have the perfect wife. And it is only the mercy of my spiritual master that I am able to say this katha. So this Leela of Damodar, I have been studying it all month. And the more I study it, the more it becomes such a perfect vision. So now Minnie has a special song